see the pictures of that baby that weighed 15 pounds?
Wow.
Woohoo!
You see that?
Can you imagine?
On a big baby. Mine were 9.
Yeah, my son was 9.
I was 9.
My daughter didn't weigh 15 pounds. This year was almost a year old.
Right.
Tiny little thing.
A little tight that she is.
But that doesn't mean anything, though. Both my kids were 9 pounds, and they're both like 5'4".
Right.
You know, they're little
down
people.
As they grow up.
Yeah.
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler is here. Chef Louis DeAngelis will have his weekly recipe for us later on in this hour. The most important stories of the day may or may not include a trip that perhaps is the most expensive itinerary ever offered at any time. So, Roberta, if you want to take this trip, what do you have to pay?
This trip, before we tell you what it costs, let's tell you where it goes. If you ever wanted to go to maybe, let's say, the pyramids in Egypt, or Machu Picchu in Peru, or how about Stonehenge in the United Kingdom, Angkor Wat in Cambodia, Vatican City, Venice, Old City of Jerusalem, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, or closer to home, how about the Grand Canyon, or Independence Hall, or even the Statue of Liberty? Well, this trip will take you to all of them. It will go to all 962 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in 157 countries, all in one trip. You'll get to see them all.
So plan on spending 2 years on this trip then.
Right, 2 years on this trip. Total luxury. Total luxury, best hotels, business class flights, you know, whenever possible. Of course, in some cases it won't be possible, but, you know, champagne, the works. At the price tag of,
underline,
$1.5 million.
Sign me up.
Per person, double occupancy.
I'll bring you all.
Good for your energy.
That include, like, meals and Wi-Fi and that kind of stuff?
I'm not sure about meals, but probably Wi-Fi, yes.
So those are the price. Let's hope so.
It even goes to the Bikini Atoll nuclear test site.
Really?
How about that?
That's why you go to Chernobyl and maybe take a trip to Japan as well.
The UNESCO World Heritage Sites include, you know, natural phenomena like the Grand Canyon or the Great Barrier Reef, or also cultural places like Venice or Stonehenge.
Yeah.
So it's quite a list. If you go to UNESCO.org, you'll see the list, and it's in all sorts of countries. I mean, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, hotspots, Vietnam, Yemen, United States, Iceland.
That's what they say in Jamaica.
France, Ecuador, Czech Republic,
nobody's,
and it's all over.
Yemen.
Ivory Coast, Yemen.
Yemen.
Whole bunch in China. Tons of, like, my gosh, it looks like there's like 40 or 50 of them in China.
All right, here's somebody that might be able to afford that trip. Daniel Craig made an appearance at the New York Auto Show this week. Got paid $1.5 million to show up for the day.
Goodness.
Right. He was seen in a video driving a Range Rover Sport from and around Manhattan, and he drove the car into a display area. He posed for photo ops, spent an hour or so talking to people, and he was hired by Range Rover to make a quick splash. Apparently, it was so quick, some people said, huh? Who is that? He didn't open his mouth other than to say hi to some people, sign a few autographs, look at all the cars, walk around them, and then leave. That's not a bad gig, right? Showing up for that sort of thing.
It's funny, you see these car shows, you know, the Washington car show, the Detroit car show, the New York, whatever it is. And they get some big names in these things. And you wonder, how much can they be paying these people? How can Rover, I mean,
$1.5 million
a lot of money. Bucks
To
pay a guy to show up for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Rover has become the status symbol in America to drive in the SUV field. There's a lot of them. Man, you can't throw a stick or a dead cat and not hit a Rover in Los Angeles. And more so in some of the other larger, but Los Angeles, my God.
Isn't that interesting? And it's made by an Indian company now.
Yes. It's Ratatata, Richie. It's
Ratatata.
Tata Industries, run the Tata family, the patriarch is Ratatata.
Ratatata.
Ratatata. All right, so speaking of Tata, how about some Tatum news? Channing Tatum, people's sexiest man alive, said that he had a crush on George Clooney. He said, I've spent time with George, and he's the most interesting man I've ever known.
Man crush.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Man crush is a guy that you kind of look up to. You're like, that guy's cool. I want to be like that guy. Yeah. I want to hang out with that guy.
Tatum,
he's cool.
Channing Tatum has had, remember when he first came out, I didn't know who the guy was.
Right.
This can't be his real name. It is. My son happens to be friendly with him, and a couple of other guys like that, Army Hammer, and they're all good guys, good family men. So I'm trying to wonder, or I'm sort of wondering out loud, why he would say he's out plugging G.I. Joe, because he's one of the three stars in G.I. Joe, which the Chuckers said opens up next weekend. So why would he say...
This weekend.
This weekend? What? Oh, it's this weekend. Okay.
This weekend.
Anyway, he said, I guess what I'm saying is I'd have sex with him. In the People magazine article. Why would he say that? I don't get why anybody would say that, especially
that,
somebody.
I have a feeling.
He is.
I have a feeling he's being a little fun.
Oh, you
a little
think
funny,
that,
yeah.
Well, and my son, as I said,
like that, that guy's cool.
Yeah, okay.
He's so cool that I'd.
So cool. All right. Our friend, Dr. Jay Kumar, you know him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He lives in a nice area. In Los Angeles, off of Sunset Boulevard. His neighbor is Arnold and Maria, or Maria has a separate house now. I've forgotten now whether she got the house or he got the house. But they live in this sort of gate. She moved out?
I think he moved out.
Oh, he moved out. Yeah, okay. So she's got the house. Anyway, I was reading and hearing, and I thought this when I visited Jay a week or so ago for lunch. And I was driving up, and he pointed out where the house was. It's a gated thing. It's up on top of a hill. And there are Christmas lights still there, and I thought nothing of it. Come to find out this week that neighbors have filed a complaint against Maria Shriver for being lazy, quote-unquote. She has not taken down her Christmas lights, even though it's March. Can you imagine that people in Los Angeles are that petty? I have Christmas lights up. I mean, there are Christmas lights on my house in Santa Monica. They've been there since the people rented it 4 or 5 years ago.
My son and I were walking. The neighbor's dog is out of town, or the neighbor's out of town, so we were walking their dog last night.
Dog.
Walked by two houses in our neighborhood where you could still see either Christmas lights or Christmas tree in one house.
Yeah.
So why have that Christmas tree up
so what?
1 year
why
so
Why is
late?
That anybody else's business? Why would these
Maroons...
We
funny.
Put Easter eggs on
I know,
on
but the
year.
People are going to the trouble of filing a complaint with the city because she hasn't taken her Christmas lights down? Good
well,
God,
light
get
pollution.
A light.
It is a little talky, man.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Light pollution?
What
you
do we know about
pollution.
Sean Penn's son, Hopper?
Hopper Penn, that's a name.
Apparently, he went on some kind of foul-mouthed tirade against a photographer this week.
Well, that's runs in the family. What's the big
him?
Deal there?
Right. He shouted something racial and apparently called him a homosexual. Not quite as gently as that.
No, this kid doesn't look too much like his dad. Good
no.
Lord.
Yeah. He says he posted a regret. I deeply regret my choice of words.
Who's the mother?
Never hear anything. You don't even know who was the Robin Penn. Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright was the mother, probably, right? Yep,
yeah,
that's that story.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, in a moment, we're going to tell you how...
Before you get out of the celebrity news, one more for you.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Matt Lauer apparently having to answer a tweet that he wasn't a nice guy by one of his former interns?
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently a former intern tweeted that he wasn't very nice to me when I was there.
Uh-huh.
And actually... put Matt Lauer's Twitter name or badge on the thing, M. Lauer, and Today's Show. So, and Matt Lauer usually ignores this kind of stuff, but apologized to him and said, listen, I tried to be nice. Sorry if it didn't come across that way. Hope you're doing well. And now the kids are, like, all excited that Matt Lauer retweeted him.
You know what? This is a gang. There's a gang of Lauer haters that are made up of people who are jealous. There was an article in New York Magazine this week. Lauer is now being interviewed by everybody because he wants to smooth this out. And apparently one of the things that came out in the article is that because everybody's saying Ryan Seacrest is going to go to the Today Show. Anderson Cooper's going to the Today Show. And the people at NBC say, no, nobody's going. He's staying as long as he wants to stay. Anyway, before he signed the deal with NBC, it isn't a secret that Katie Couric approached him to go over to help her on the talk show for ABC. And he came this close. They'd offered him the same money, this close to doing it. I'm betting now he wishes he had. Wouldn't you think?
I'm betting now he wishes he did, too, because let me tell you something. He can go anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
But the way it's perceived that he was the bad guy and ousting Ann Curry, women do not like him.
No.
And you can't do anything to get that back.
Yep.
Hard.
That's true.
It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. It isn't, and it, but he did say he didn't really like her. But
yeah.
he didn't like her.
That's why he's getting the heat for it. And women, let's be honest, these morning talk programs and the morning news programs, predominantly watched by women, you're done, Matt.
So
it's over.
I shouldn't say I don't like Roberta because that'll cost me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women remember this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When you treat a woman badly, they remember that.
Remember that, Doug.
They remember that, and you will pay the price, brother.
Just remember that when you're mean to me.
Okay. It's very interesting. Women, for whatever reason...
I told you this several times. You and Roberta have this great relationship where you can tease each other.
Right.
But people don't understand that who are listening in, and they just think you're being mean to a woman. You have to watch that.
I'm trying to antagonize
I have never... I've had...
Yeah, I'm not gonna, she does do enough to drive you crazy.
I'm not going to keep this. Yeah.
Move along.
He's always saying I breathe too loud.
Tell us what time it is, Doug.
It's 18 past the hour, Richie. Thank heavens for the clock.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Now 21 after the hour on Good Day. Reach us at 888-302-DOUG or to doug@dougstefan.com. That's swell, too.
TikTok.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Come on, you're all doing it. You know it.
Stone. See my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I love telling this story because it so tells you how things actually work. They recorded this song, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Factory or Medicine Show, because they had never been on the... They were one of the biggest acts of the 70s, and they never got on the cover of the Rolling Stone, Rolling Stone magazine. So the guy who's the lead singer, actually known as Dr. Hook, he got ticked off, so they wrote this song one night when they were jamming, and they recorded it just for fun, and it went zoom to number one. And so after the recording of this, Dr. Hook finally did get on the cover of the Rolling Stone. This was the most popular rock magazine at the time. And if you didn't appear on the cover of the Rolling Stone, you weren't really making it. That was right. The conventional wisdom
that
of the
was
time.
It.
Yeah, that was the sign that you were it. You had made it. And so these guys were very popular, had never been on the cover. So they wrote the song, just like the song lyrics say. Listen to the lyrics. Very cool.
Incredible. Not a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone.
25 after.
Hold on a minute. We're going to down them here.
What? Go ahead. Another number one song. It's great. They have four or five tunes in a couple of years. Great
song.
Great song. Crank it up.
You know it's hard.
It's great to be in love with a beautiful woman.
Everybody wants her. Yeah. Everybody loves her.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to take your baby to home.
When you meet Meredith next Friday, Richie, you're going to say to me after we leave her when we're alone, what in the world is she doing with you?
I say that already.
One more. Another great song. Yeah. Very romantic, wonderful pop romance songs.
I feel like I'm
doing an ad for Time Life CD.
I know. Like you should have Marilyn McCoo sitting next to you. Telling people what website to go to.
Oh, my
CD.
God. All right. I want to express my outrage here for a moment or two.
Please.
This, if there's nothing else that is outrageous today, this has to be the outrage of the day. You may or may not have heard the story. We have it today at DougStephan.com. A U.S. Marine who was in Iraq for four tours has come back to his home in Hypoluxo. That's in Florida, right? In Hypoluxo in Florida?
I cannot tell you.
That's in Florida. Yeah. And he's been told by the association, the home association, he can't fly an American flag at his house.
Huh?
Gregory Schaefer is his name. He installed a flagpole in his front yard. He received a citation from the town listing the American flag as a code violation.
Yeah.
My God, what the hell is the matter with people? This guy's 24 years old. He served overseas. I said he had three or four tours. He wanted to put a flag up in his yard. As soon as he put it up, he got slapped with a citation because one of his quote-unquote anonymous a-hole neighbors turned him in.
Well,
what? No. Sorry.
No, there should be a way to protect what they're trying
the
to protect.
The issue apparently is he didn't get a building permit.
Nah, the issue is, okay, what's next? What else are we going to put up advertising things in our front yard? Right. They should be able to make these laws and then say, except for the American flag, you can pose that. But you can't have a lighted sign in your front yard saying, we sell cakes. And so they lump the flag into that group, and
I have cell manure on my flag. I'm going to bring a load of it and dump it.
You don't live in a community that's ruled by a governing little thing. So.
28 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government regulation is completely out of control. I saw this insanity firsthand. Our local Chamber of Commerce asked their town to put up a few signposts indicating which businesses were down little walkways and can't be seen from the street. Town officials said they couldn't do that because adherence to their own regulations would be too expensive. They finally agreed to allow sandwich boards, but with burdensome new license requirements and compliance rules. Too expensive for the town? What about the cost and aggravation for all the businesses that need signage? This micromanaging takes away our freedom and intrudes where government does not belong in a free society. Let's work with our local officials to eliminate at least half of these regulations. Let's look at the regulations through the lens of liberty and take action.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycling.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You every day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, favorite with people who like lots of different discussions about lots of different things, different points of view, a little fun here and there. History is made every day on this radio program because it's so informative, Richie. It's so provocative. It's so entertaining.
Yeah.
It's so amusing. Yeah, he said.
What he said.
Yeah. Louis DeAngelis, the chef of record for the Good Day program, is going to join us in a moment. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is another one of these very cool, these pet videos are just so much fun. This is pure, unadulterated joy. Watch how happy this three-year-old gets when she holds the leash for her dog, and how much happier she gets when she drops the leash and the dog takes off.
I have to let you hear this because it's so... So they're walking the dog, and now she takes the leash, and then she likes to drop the leash and watch him walk by himself.
Right. Yeah.
And here she goes.
Uh-huh. Cute, cute, cute.
Very cute
stuff. Yeah, we always.
It's absolutely. This video has gone crazy viral.
Right.
This week, it's all over TV. It's everywhere.
Has anybody ever actually, Kenny? I want to know this on our staff, Roberta, Richie, you, actually taken the time one day to go through everything that we have posted that's new every day on the Good Day website. Anybody ever done that? This, like, all these stories, videos.
Ken posts everything that's new every day, so in effect, he goes through everything that's new.
I just wonder how much time it would take. There's a lot of great stuff there, if I do say so myself. By the way, the poll today at DougSteffen.com, focusing on what you're having for Easter dinner. Is it A, ham, B, turkey, C, we're eating out, D, haven't made our plans yet, E, nothing special, just another day for me? That'd be E for me.
Where's lamb?
When's Easter? All right, so what are you having, Roberta?
Lamb. You always have to have lamb at Easter. Yes.
Really? Lamb.
Yes, lamb. Ask F. Chef Louie. He'll tell you lamb
Kenny,
at Easter.
What do you have?
Ham.
Ham.
No, lamb.
And you know what, Chef Louis' recipe is for today.
Right? Honey-baked ham. All right, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here to share his recipe. Hope I didn't take any fire away from you.
We're having pizza, by the way.
Are you really good, Richie?
Louis.
Ham on top of the pizza?
Yes, some ham on top of the pizza.
All right, eager. And Roberta's obviously eager to get at you, Louis, so help yourself.
Louis, Easter, yes. Italians, lamb. What else do you have?
Yes.
absolutely garlic infused leg of lamb rolled up with a stuffing.
Yeah, I mean, who ever heard of the sacrificial ham? That's funny, Richie.
And I'm making the pastiera today.
Pastiera?
Oh, my God. I'm coming to your house. I'm on my way to Brooklyn
now.
Pastiera
is a traditional Italian Easter cake made with grain. I use cream of rice because my family's gluten-free, but made with grain and ricotta and eggs and vanilla and just baked. It's the most magnificent.
I put citron in mine as well.
You've got to put the little colored sprinkles on top.
Exactly, the little colored sprinkles on top, yes.
So I got news for you and Roberta. And Richie, maybe I'll bring some of this with me. We got a new cheesemaker on the farm. You know I don't know anything about cheese.
Right.
And I don't really even like it, unless it's American cheese. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't care.
Cheesemaker on the farm, right?
I have a new cheesemaker.
I got a question for you.
Can I tell you what I was going to tell you first?
Yes.
All right. He is making cheese, and he gave me a container of it the other day. I brought it home, and I just put a little salad dressing on it, and then I tasted it without anything on it. I will tell you something. This stuff is like nothing I have ever tasted before.
Oh,
and
there
are people that come in droves. He's a Brazilian guy. He doesn't speak much English, but boy, does he know how to make cheese.
So he makes them in those big round wheels, right?
Well, he's got the wheels. We have the aging. We have the pasteurized cheeses, and we have the aged 60, I don't know how many days, is it 60 days or 6 months or something? Edgar, God love him, built a big sort of refrigerated cooler in the barn. So that all of these cheeses are kept at 54 degrees constantly, day in and day out. Hmm. There's a water system that goes through this room that keeps the temperature at the same, so the cheeses are aging. So I went in there we have two cheesemakers, Nancy and Paolo. So I went into the room with Nancy, and she said, "Skimmy, I want to show you this stuff." Because I hadn't seen it done before, really. So she's got these stacks of cheeses, Louis, and they actually have mold on them.
I mean, that's
of course. Part of what they're supposed to do is have mold. She's rubbing
just
the mold
like
off.
Just like when you age meat, it's supposed to have mold on it.
Right. And so they all have different, they are shaped differently. They put them in these molds, and they come out with all kinds of different shapes. And we're selling this stuff for $18 a pound.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So let me ask you this.
Right.
Do Paolo and Nancy, they make the cheese?
Well, Paolo has his stuff, and Nancy has her stuff.
Who cuts the cheese?
Do they make fresh cheese?
Somehow I get the feeling that's your job, Doug.
Thank you, Rich. That's very nice.
Fresh ricotta, do they make that? It's really easy to make your own ricotta cheese.
That's what made me think.
I've got the baskets. How about you?
Yep, really easy. And the white vinegar?
I was going to bring some when I go on my trip next week.
Your hands end up burned after that.
I should see everybody. I won't see Louie because Louie's on the other side of Florida. I'm starting from Palm Beach, Louie, and driving up. So I'm going to see Richie. I had to bring him some of that. But will it last in my suitcase if I put it in my suitcase? Or are they going to make me throw it off because it's food or something in the plane? I was going to bring you some, Rich, because I know you like it.
You can bring food on a plane.
Roberta.
Yeah, but would the cheese be okay?
Will it last? If I don't have
he's flying to Florida and then driving up,
Well, if the cheese is in a wax case? Right, Louis? If it's in wax, it should be okay.
It's got the rind still on it, and you keep it kind of stable at under 72 degrees. I think you'd be fine.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try and see what we can do.
Here's a trick: if you don't have a cheese room, use a wine cooler.
Okay, Roberta. That's really what this room is
kind
of like.
Right, Louis.
You can store wine in the cooler room we have.
It's a little warmer there.
Yeah. Right, because red wine's supposed to be stored at 55 degrees. So.
This room is 54. Right.
So it's 54.
We have to have
it
at 54
colder.
To make all of the cheese come out right. And it's really impressive to see all this stuff and how it's sort of, your pardon the pun, shaping up. All right, so anyway, are cheeses an important part of Easter dinner? Does it depend on your heritage, or is cheese part of... What's the most traditional meal, Louis, that you can think of for Easter?
I would have to say, honestly, it's ham in this country.
Who eats ham? We've never eaten ham at Easter.
Roberta, you might notice on the corner of every city and town, honey-baked ham store.
Oh, I know what it is. This is kind of like the anti-Jewish thing, because the Jews can't eat ham. And it's Passover.
Yeah, it is,
so the Christians eat ham at Easter.
Later, that's what they make, is lamb.
Yeah. Perfect. And ladies and gentlemen, the most politically correct member of the staff is Roberta Fasanelli. Give her a round of applause. You think I'm bad. Oy. All right. So let's pause for a moment because I want to make sure we give this every bit of attention that we can. Now that we've got your focus on Easter dinner, we're going to find out what the Easter recipe is for the honey-baked ham glaze. This is special a la Chef Louis coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
God.
16 before the hour, talking about being a traffic cop here. Good God.
You put two Italians in the same room.
God, there wasn't, from the time we went into that commercial break till this last second, there wasn't a word in edgewise other than Roberta and Louie back and forth on all their Italian gonzola garbola, whatever the hell it is that they're cooking up here. All right, so the weekend upon us, what you've had Thursday, Friday, the Sunday meal is, yeah, traditionally I think ham, as people with turkey. But the I wonder, though, for, let's say, because there are a lot of Catholics that are Hispanic, and they're not having ham. What are they having? What's a good Hispanic creation for Easter?
You know, they'll have a non-cured ham, you know, a pork roast.
Okay.
Yeah, you could take a ham, like a shoulder, you know, a butt or a shank, not cured. And roast it.
How do the restaurants?
That's my wife and ask her.
In general, how do the restaurants do on Easter? Is it pretty much a big Easter eat at home meal, right? The restaurants do too well on, at least unless the Chinese restaurants, like on Christmas, the Chinese restaurants do well. A lot of Jewish people go out on Easter. But what are you doing? Emailing your wife to ask her?
I'm texting her.
All right. Meanwhile, Louis, let's give everybody the story when it comes to, when you go to the Honey Baked Ham store, they have a good product. I don't need a lot of ham. I can't remember the last time, but they really do a good job with it. What are you doing that's different, better? Do you use the Honey Baked Ham as a base and then come up with something else, or what do you do?
Well, this is how you can do it. You can replicate it right at home without buying the honey-baked ham. All it is when you start your ham, when you put it at 3 1/4, you know, 325 degrees, and you start roasting it.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to put a half a quart of apple juice as your base, as your liquid, and you baste it for the first half hour in apple juice. Now, some people like pear juice, but apple is what makes it taste more like the honey-baked ham product.
Right.
And then the last hour, you take equal amounts of honey and brown sugar, and you mix it, and you start basting it every 15 minutes with that. Now, the trick is, once it comes out, you butane lighter, like it's a jet lighter or a torch. And when you're all done, you take and you caramelize the ham, all of that honey and all of that brown sugar with your torch. That's the trick that makes that flavor.
What do you mean a torch? What are you talking about? It's like a butane?
Sort of, like, there are kitchen torches, they call them. You know, there's one for the kitchen. Or you can use, like for myself, I have a jet lighter for my cigars, and that's what I use. It throws it in the flame.
And okay.
That's the flavor that you get. And then if you want to replicate it, you caramelize it right at the very end before you slice it and serve it, and that's the flavor that they get.
All right. And you cook it then afterwards at 140 degrees. See, you don't think I pay any attention. I'm looking at the recipe posted at DougStephan.com behind your picture. Right-hand side of the homepage, go down to Chef Louis's picture and click on that. It has all of his recipes that he ever has done here. So this is very easy for you. Richie, you can go right to it. And you'll have a wonderful time. And then how about for dessert, Raspberry Delight? That would
work.
Yeah,
I haven't made that yet, and I really want to. That recipe
last
few weeks ago that's up there.
Right. Yep. Okay, so we're in the last day or days of Passover. Passover is the Jewish correspondent to Easter. So what kind of kosher foods are very, very careful? Then we have a story earlier this week, Kenny, about even in Israel, the rabbis are passing on kosher cigarettes. Now, if you want to be able to sell your cigarettes to people who are in Israel, people who are Jewish, want to keep kosher, now you got to keep cigarettes kosher. I thought that was pretty interesting. Huh?
And for our drug addicted friends, we have kosher LSD, kosher marijuana, kosher pot.
All right, so what's the big meal for Passover?
Well, the traditional Seder dish, okay, would have a couple different items on it. One, it would have a bitter herb on it to remind them of the bitter days when the Jews were under the Pharaoh, when they were, you know, held captive under Egypt. Nowadays, they'll use parsley, a sprig of parsley on it. And then you have different vegetables with a dip, and the dip is salt water. Just as salt and water. And that's to remind them of the tears that they shed while they were under the influence of the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And if the dessert, you have something sweet to remind them of the deliverance or the emancipation of Israel.
There's also that stuff that's supposed to remind you of mortar. It's made with apples and nuts.
Yes.
And
it's kind of like a honey. It's the mortar that they use to hold the bricks together.
Right.
And it's honey with apples and chopped nuts.
It's
and it's
really
very good.
Oh, it's delicious. My favorite part.
The little taste.
All right, 60 seconds for axe grinding for Louis and me. You'll be happy to hear, Louis, that the president signed the Monsanto Protection Act this week.
Yes.
So now GMO food, GM, whether it's the GM, I had fun this week with GE salmon, genetically engineered salmon. If you go to the Food Democracy Now website, they say Monsanto and the Protection Act that has been given by the White House, so-called biotech rider, was included in budget legislation that won final approval from the House, avoiding the shutdown of the government. So they tacked it in there, and the president, I guess, will tell you he didn't have any choice, was signed into law March 27th, 2 days ago. So,
well, he doesn't have any choice because one of his top advisers,
used to work for Monsanto.
This is the Monsanto Mike.
10 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6%. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
New car?
New Honda Accord. Rearview camera and Bluetooth hands-free link.
You're so into technology these days, LOL.
Most people are.
IDK, you going through a midlife crisis?
No. Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
A lot of guys compensate for their age with techie gadgets. NBD.
Get a Honda Accord with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the Really Big Spring event, now at your Honda dealer.
The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SAG Inc. and use such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
51 minutes past the hour. Happy Easter, everybody, if you're celebrating. Happy Passover from Good Day.
The freeze
Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
As the first quarter of the year comes to a close, Easter weekend is straight ahead. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is Good Friday. Christians around the world are observing the commemoration of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. This also marks the first Good Friday service for Pope Francis. As for the what's open, what's closed question, this is the last weekday of spring break week, which means most schools are closed. Most businesses are open, while the stock market is closed today. And that means investors are adding things up for the first quarter of the year, which in trading terms ended yesterday. Easter weekend is straight ahead. With many of us doing some traveling, the news on the weather front is mainly positive for the weekend with no major storm systems to deal with. But as we hear from meteorologist Gary Best, there will be some unsettled weather tomorrow.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms around Iowa, Missouri, and eastern Kansas, and there'll be a few showers in Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. Otherwise, though, fair warm weather for the West Coast and a good deal of sunshine and seasonable conditions for the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
So much for Saturday. Go ahead and tell us about Easter Sunday there, Gary.
Some wet weather in central and northern California into Nevada. A colder weather across North Dakota and Minnesota, where there could be some scattered snow showers. And wet conditions from New York State down through the Mid-Atlantic into the Deep South with scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Hope you were taking notes. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
On Wall Street, it is a day off today for the stock market, closed for the observance of Good Friday. Yesterday, the Dow finished up 52 points to 14,579, the Dow posting its best first quarter since 1998 with a jump of more than 11%. S&P yesterday up 6 points to a new record high of 1569, NASDAQ with an 11-point gain. Oil prices also up 65 cents a barrel, finishing at $97.23. All right, let's count it down. 3, 2, 1.
And liftoff. Liftoff is Chris Cassidy, Pavel Vinogradov, and Alexander Mazurkin are on a fast track to the International Space Station.
Liftoff of that Russian Soyuz capsule came late yesterday afternoon. Two Russian cosmonauts aboard and, as you heard, Chris Cassidy, a Navy SEAL. Less than 6 hours after the launch, the capsule arrived at the International Space Station by taking a complicated shortcut instead of the usual 2 days in orbit. In the things you should not do while driving department, adults are worse than teens when it comes to texting behind the wheel. New report from AT&T shows nearly half of adults admit to texting and driving. Just 43% of teens admit to doing the same thing. Virtually every adult surveyed said they know it's wrong, but do it anyway. And finally, let's take a trip to the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. All right, that's fine. We know what a zoo sounds like. Thank you. At the National Zoo, it's breeding season for the giant pandas. Zookeepers, reproductive scientists, and veterinarians are all keeping a close eye on the female panda, Mei Zhang, and the male, Tian Tian. The question is, will they try to produce a cub this year? Zoo curator Brandy Smith says time is of the essence here.
Giant pandas breed one time a year. Usually for only about 2 days a year are they actually reproductively viable. And those 2 days are about to happen.
You might recall Mei Zhang did become pregnant last year and produced a cub, which sadly lived only a few days. So, with a very small window to get this done, is Mei Zhang ready for this?
Since she had a cub last year, we're very hopeful that she'll be able to have a cub again this year.
And how about Tian Tian? How is he handling all this pressure?
So he walks around the yard and he advertises to her how big and tough he is.
Not only does he strut around the yard, but we're told that he's, well, answering the call of Mother Nature in various places around the yard. A show of manlyhood that only some of us human men can relate to. Best of luck to Mei Zhang and Tian Tian, and have a good weekend. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end of quarter clearance sale. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. Hurry. End of quarter clearance absolutely ends close of business Saturday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store before it's too late.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now, that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products. And you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ash Radio.